Au revoir. Okay. Good evening, everybody. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. I should have finished it last night, but I did. Tzadik Gimel Omen Aleph at the top of the page. And one of the things that they were masakin, besides changing the bracha from Min Ha'olam until Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam, because the Ha'itzim Yad Ha'minim, we also, he eskinu shehei Adam Shalosh Shlom Kaver B'Shem. They also were saying another thing, which seems to be a little bit of a zilzal to greet people with using the same Hashem. That he came and greeted people with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Actually, it's two separate psukim. It should say va'omer over there. There's the word va'omer I'm missing over there. Atavos va'omer atavos kizikni mecha. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Va'omer islasa shlashem referu torosecha. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. And Rabbi Nosson explains it. Referu torosecha islasa shlashem, which the Charedim explains. He brings it down over here. Rabbi Nosson omer referu torosecha. Sometimes you have to be mevatel Torah because of lasis Hashem. Is that people should seek peace. Therefore, you could do something that appears to be a dover aser, as the Rambam Fulda says. Le'am read on the second line. Le'am read him is zalzul shall cover up. I shouldn't say that it's a zilzul. It's a zilzul to use Hashem's name for the honor of people. Okay. Let me learn the Gemara. Pasuk says, "Atamar l'olam Hashem." The pasuk is telling me that you're exalted always. It means, no matter what happens, the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always just. So it says over here, in footnote 10, he mentions that it's never in excess; it's always in perfect measure. All right. Normally, a person who's a melech, who's a pasuk of Adam, he's sitting and judging. You should nice in demos when he goes ahead and gives away a judgment, saying that he's free. Is he not guilty? So then, Hakol Mekalsanos, everybody praises him. You should nice in Sifikulo when he gives a judgment that he's high of Kol, and everybody starts complaining about him. La Moshe shot off the dino because he swept away. He swept away all with his harsh justice. Whether they're deserving of the judgment or not, that's what it says over here. Shatav. It says it refers to the swift action of rushing water, which sweeps away everything in its path. Okay. So, and then he was another pshat because when a person's judged, not only does he get suffer, that, I mean, let's suppose that the melech decrees misa on the person, so everybody suffers, the whole family suffers. We're missing the breadwinner now, whatever. And there's pain all around. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hatzur Tamim Polo, the pasuk says. That's what we mean, Tamim Polo. It means that it's perfect. It's a certain act of perfection that everybody was taken into account in a manner of speaking. This is, you know, this is what this is one of the arguments against buying life insurance, right? Because like this, maybe a person deserves to die, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't make him die because he's the breadwinner of the family. And so there'll be a rachamim, and it'll extend his life so he can continue to provide for his family. But if he's going to have $1 million life insurance, so then that cash goes away. So this is what we're talking about over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, it's not that way. Okay. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha, Dov is b'chesed and Mishma Rashi Lachan Hashem on Zemeira. That he's then yeah, look at the way he David HaMelech says in the same pasuk, chesed u'mishpat. Whether it's a din of chesed or whether it's a din of mishpat, regardless, azameira, he's going to still sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise. I'm going to double think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Regardless of what judgment you pass, obviously this goes in line with our Mishnah that says that b'chol mida u'mida b'chol mahoidecha, whatever mida Kadosh Baruch Hu uses, this is again, this is why this Gemara is brought here. Ben Yehuda, so again, it says both the shame of Elokim, which is a shame of Midas HaDin, and Basham, Lashon of Havaya, which is Midas HaRachamim, that regardless, right, Ben Midas HaDin, Ben Midas HaRachamim, Ahal Dover, he's going to still give Hill. A third source, Rabban and Amrin, that regardless whether it's Yeshuos or whether it's Tsar of Yoga, it doesn't make a difference. Make a Kovenkach, Hashem Hashem Ekra, it's going to still call out in the name of Hashem. Not only that, it seems to me Hashem Hashem Ekra, this is saying that it's a means of Rachim almost regardless what happens. A final source, Omer Yudah ben Pila, who she Eiv Omer Hashem Nasa Hashem Lakach, he Hashem Hashem Avarach. Again, here we see that Eiv is using the Shem Havaya, which is means Harachamim, regardless, Kishanasan Barachamim Masa, Kishalakach Barachamim Lakach. Either way, it was with mercy. All right. V'layayid, not only that, Kishanasan, Lo Nimlach Babirya, when he gave Eiv the all the goodness, right? He didn't call a meeting or ask for advice. He just gave it to Shalakach, but when it came to taking away, Nimlach the Beis Dino. Then he Taka went to Beis. And in the Pesukim it says that Amar Balasa Kamakam Shinema Vashem, who Beis Dino. Whenever it says Vashem, Vav Hey, that means it's not just Hashem, it's also he and his best. But you know, you see this in Achav. It says over there, Hashem Dibra Lecha Ra. So down below, he brings down the Tosk in 27. He brings down the full Pasuk over there. It says, Ra'isi Hashem Yoshev Al Kisai, Kol Tzva Shemayim Avinu Lovi Mino Bismolo. It says all the Tzvah Shemayim were there. It's not just Hashem, all the hosts of heaven. So you see, he's in consultation, so to speak, with his heavenly court. Okay. So there it says Vashem. So that's the binyanah for all the places and wherever it says Vashem, that it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's also asking his heavenly court. Hasim Yava Vasim Yira. The Gemara says Vaita, you should do mitzvahs both out of love and out of fear. Hasim Yava, do it out of love. Shem Basilis, no. So that if you come to hate, in other words, you're going to come to hate the burden of the mitzvahs and you want to stop doing the mitzvahs, then you will know, you'll be able to concentrate on the meat of Ahavo. They ain't Ohev Sonei. A person who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why you should have the meat of Ahavo. I say Miyira, and also do have the meat of fear. Shem Basa live out. If you're thinking of coming to rebel, Dasha Ta Yorei. You should know that you are fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ain't Yorei. If I hate someone who fears, does not rebel. Let's see. Do we have any mafarshim over here on this one? Let's see. Let's try Myra Fold over here. The second wide line. Let's take a look what it says inside. Asay me ahavo. So Myra Fold says, "Ikra asuni hazay shakam perak shem shamayim." This really belongs in Masechta Sota. Don Rahasam over there. The Gemara brings. It says one pasuk. Vahatas Hashem alakecha. So there's two psukim. One stresses Ava, one stresses Yira. So that's really where this a little bit out of place here. It's just brought over here because we mentioned I'll have to such a walkout. So that's what it says over here. Okay, so you have to do things with different. This reminds me, I mean, I don't know whether it's exactly the same idea, but this reminds me of a famous Ali Shore who says, you know, when you learn Torah, so you're supposed to learn Torah with two kavanas. You learn Torah because you got a geschmack in learning, and because you love learning, that'll motivate you to learn. But on the other hand, you should always have an underlying, the underlying chiyuv that you're required to learn. So that way, you always have, right? You have two motivations. That's the idea. I think this is the same kind of idea over here. Okay, Shiva Purushan Hayden. There's seven Purushan. Now over here, we're talking about. He says, what is it? What's the translation of? Yeah, Pharisees. Pharisees. These were the God-loving, the God-fearing Jews of the Second Temple. They supported the Chachamim. They opposed the Sadducees. Now we're going to have seven types. Five are not really true Purushim means they don't really Ovid properly, and there are two that are true Purushim. So now we're going to just list first. It just gives you a list of them. Then it goes and explains what they are. Okay, so it says Parash Shifmi, shoulders. Parash Nikvi, credit. Parash Kizai, balancing. Parash Mod Anukhaya, what benefit? Parash Eda Chavasi, Vasena. If I know what I did wrong, I'll do it. Parash Miura and Parash Av. So now the Gemara explains. Parash Shifmi, the parash of the shoulders. So, Te'in Mitzvasa Al Kispa, he bears the burden of the mitzvahs on his shoulders. So, let's see. Should we do it in the English over here? May as well. Yeah, so 32. He's willing to expend physical labor on mitzvahs, but he will not spend money to perform a mitzvah. So there's something lacking. And the other thing is he brings over here that he's willing to make a show of doing mitzvahs. So like it says over here, he carries the wood. He's like building a sukkah. So he carries the wood in front of everybody to show them, oh, look, I'm making a sukkah, I'm making a sukkah. He's really more interested in showing off, right? All right. So basically, he's makes a lot of noise. Nobody does anything. Parash Nikfi, a credit. Akef Leva, an Avi Mitzvah. He says, sell me on credit so I can do a mitzvah. So this is unusual, but it says over here, look at the Haredim, the last thing in the frame. He says, Akafli, Im yimso ma. That's to say, if someone will lend me money, so I'll buy something, give it to charity, or the mitzvah or some other mitzvah, some other worthy cause. Yikach. The freyach has man, pruta. Then what he'll do is he'll pay it back very, very slowly. So he's not willing to expend the money. He wants to, as long as he's given, it's like, I'll give the example here, it would be someone's honored by the shul, you know, oh, Mr. So-and-so is donating to the shul $10,000 over, what a great guy. And then when it comes to paying the amount, he gives him $100 a month, you know, basically. You know, that's what we're talking about. Okay, now we're on Omid Beis, 93B. What? I lost some words. Sorry. What is it? Parsh Kizai, a balancing. So, can you stop that, please? Ovid Chada Chayva, Vachada Mitzvah, Umakazi Chada. He does one sin and one mitzvah, and he balances one against the other. He thinks that by balancing his sin with a mitzvah, he'll be forgiven. So, in other words, he's not really doing tshuva. He's what? Yeah, he thinks he can. He thinks he can make a cheshbon, make a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's never a good idea to think you can make deals. Parsh ma hanchaya, a parsh who says, "What's the benefit?" Man de isli mahanam minchi avan mitzvah. That which I will benefit from, then I'll perform the mitzvah. So he has to have something. He has to get something out of it. That's he says, either covet or some other. Something else. He's not doing. What's that?
There are people always keep like this. Other specific unique to be about Perusha. Why would you call Perusha Perusha? It sounds like it was a time during the Beis Hamikdash that this happens. But this is not, it's not unique to that time.
You're right. There's nothing unique to that. I don't think there's anything unique. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know why they specifically picked this terminology, Parash, for here. Yeah. I'm not sure. In the bottom, he brings that the Bavli has other Pirushim over here. Yeah, I'm not sure. Parash, what sin did I do that I should do an equivalent mitzvah to balance it? Which is pretty similar. So what it says is he identifies the sin and its mitzvah equivalent, and then he refrains from doing the sin, so he won't have to do the mitzvah. So in other words,
reverse of the other.
It's a little bit of the reverse. So what he's doing is he figures out what this, I'm not sure how he figured this out, but he figured out that certain mitzvahs counter other mitzvahs, and an asay counters a lois asay, and by when he figures that out, he doesn't do the lois asay, and he doesn't do the asay either. Also, some kind of cheshbonos. And the Gemara says, and the final two are parsh miyuv, fear of like Eev, who was afraid of punishment, parsh miyuv, like Avram, who served like HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Ahava. Right? Ein l'cha chavim mikulam el parsh miyuv kir Avram. No one is greater than Avram. Right? Avram, like we always say, the Rambam say from mitzvahs when he talks about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the very beginning of the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says that part of the mitzvah of, like, everybody asks you, where does the mitzvah of Kirv HaChokhem come from? Right? What's the mitzvah of Kirv HaChokhem? People like say, Hochem Tachiyah, Arvos, whatever. Where does it come from? The Rambam says, the mitzvah of Kirv HaChokhem is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Like we say, when someone loves somebody else, they want their friends to meet that person because they like them. And that's what Yeshaya calls Avram Ohavi. It says Avram is my beloved. So that's the ultimate Oyvin Me'ava is always Avram. And he's also the ultimate one who was Makar of other people, right? Okay. Avram Avinu also Yetzer Hara Tov. What Avram did was he converted his Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. The Ksev Matzasas Levavo. His two Yitzharim, both the Yitzhara and the Yitzhar Tov, they both became them. Okay? And you might think that Avram Avinu forfeited Schar. In other words, you might think that the whole Schar person has for doing mitzvahs and staying away from Averis is because he has this Yoinus. But once I got rid of my Yitzhara, so I have no more this Yoinus, so maybe I'll lose out because now I won't have, right? From Tzara Agra, person gets paid according to the Tzara. Avram doesn't get any Tzara. It's what he wants to do, and he has no desire to do otherwise. So you might think he loses Tzara. So Elo, the Pasuk tells us otherwise. Of course, in Maharis, then he still gives him Tzara. The bottom, he says, loss of Lovo, then it's not going to be that way. He says, loss of Lovo, there won't be any Yitzhara. And there won't be schar. What does he say? Says over here in 10 that in the messianic era, the absence of the evil inclination will carry with it the cessation of reward and punishment, because people will no longer contend with opposition. Okay, it's a funny thing. This is the famous what's his name? The famous Tysus over there in Kedushin, right? So why is one who's mitzvah yoisa? Why is he greater than any mitzvah? The Tosfos speaks out because if you're a mitzvah, you have a yetzahara not to do it. Mm-hmm. That's why you got it. Let's just say the other guy, the Eino Mitzvah, doesn't get anything. It says you're Godel. It doesn't say that he doesn't get anything if he's a non-Mitzvah. You get less car than the one who's Mitzvah. So a little bit shrar, you know. To say you don't get any star, I don't know. I don't know how he knows that. But anyway, it says, Avol David, lo hayu yachal lamed bo. David was not exactly able to convert his Yetzirah into a Yetzer Tov. He had a different madrega, one madrega less than Avram. Avram Avinu Mamash changes Yetzer into Yetzer Tov. But David Avelah, it's Harogo Bobo. He killed the Yetzer. Maybe Chol, my time, maybe Chol Bikiri, that he killed the Yetzer. Right? I think it says in another Gemara, I don't know why he didn't bring it here. I don't remember where I saw this. Maybe Chol Bikiri, that I shechted my Yetzer with Tanesin. That's how he made Chol B'Kiva. Don't worry. Anyway, whatever. Rabbi Akiva have a call mitzvah kumei Tunis Rufus Harosh. Now he was being punished with death in front of Tunis Rufus. Asos unsaw the Kriyashma. The time for reading Kriyashma came. Like you say, see, you're checking your time to see if it's time for Ma'ariv. Yeah. So Shari Kari Kriyashma Ugochach. In the midst of the pain, he reads Kriya Shema and he laughs. Amalei, so Tunis Rufus says to him, "Some old man, Ichorashat, you're a fool that you laugh under such distress. You're getting, you know, they're giving him Yisur Malchus and all kinds of things, and here you're laughing. Ima Vayp Yisur Nato, you're rebelling even while you're getting affliction, trying to show that I don't care what you do to me." Amalei, so Kiva says to him, "Tevak Rukidahu Gavri, you should suffer. I'm not a fool. I'm not rebellious. All my life I read this pasuk of what the I was always troubled. When will I have the opportunity to show that I'm ready to give it all three? I've loved him with all my heart. I've loved him with all my mind. But that pasuk, the pasuk of Kol Nafshecha, that I haven't been tested with. Uchadon. But now, the mitos b'chol nafshi, that my soul has arrived, the higiyas my kriyashma, v'lo ipal nodati. It's not distracted. My mind was not distracted. I'm ready to fulfill this mitzvah. From Cain on Al Kari Vagaka, that's why I'm laughing, because I finally can see that I'm able to even kind of miss the whole life. There are those who say a person should be machaving every day that if you will know to us nafshecha, when you say v'chol nafshecha, you should be mitzayir in your mind that even if you were faced with having to give up your life, right? And that's they quote the pasuk. Alecha horagnu kol hayom, that we're ready to give up our lives every single day, and that way we'll be kind of this mitzvah. It's much more important for you to think, are you ready? Are you ready to give up? Your time. Are you ready to donate your time? Like giving an example, people have vacation, right? If you have vacation, so let's say you have 2 weeks vacation a year, 14 days vacation. You work full time. 14 days vacation. Every single day of vacation, you make sure you arrange something. You're going here, you're going there, you're going everywhere. Do you ever take one day of all the 14 days and say, I'm going to dedicate that day for learning? So that's how you have to be mashire in your head. If you never donated one day, then you have to ask yourself, were you really Makayim B'chol Nafshecha? I don't know. It's very, very difficult to say that you were, I know that people need vacation, but I'm not saying to give up every day of vacation. I'm suggesting one day out of your 14 days. What's that? Poetic? How is it poetic? It means a lot of different things. Yeah, sure. 100%. Yeah, the altar from Kelm said that there's a you know, Lisisa Shama Shav. It says that you're not allowed to swear falsely. What's Shav? Shav is I swear that a chair is a table. You know, it's obvious right there in front of you. It's that's Shav. So he says a person gets up late for the morning and he misses the mind Kriya Shema. And he says, oh, full of Obkhov, ready to be Mason and Nefesh. He says, that's Shav. That, you see how much you're ready to give up. Okay. That's in Darth. What is it? Chochmah Musar, he has a statement. It says he didn't have a chance to say Shema. He died, right? Almost. It says, here's a recording. The recording another incident with Rabbi Akiva. So Nehemiah was his Talmud. He was Mishamashim 22 years. But Limdo, Essen, Gaman, Ribuyan, he gave him, taught him all the, you know, that, you know, he holds S, is Larabos, Gam Larabos, Achen, Barachim, Yutin, those are Mamite, Rak, Mamalei, Mahu, Hohen, Duxiva, Seshem, Alkachatiro. What is this S in this pasuk coming to tell you? After all, how can you have something, how can you have Yiro, which would be equivalent to the Yiro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's S Hashem Lekech. So he said, Amalei, so we know what we have in the Bavli. It says, S, the rabbis, what? Tamei Chachamim. Here the Rishami says, O Sova S Torah, so you should fear Hashem and his Torah. Okay. Well, Yoke Olam HaSosho Kenegat Shar HaMizok, a person shouldn't be lightheaded opposite the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, Tani. So the Gemara says the following. Hamai Tomai, someone is urinating. So he should be facing north. If you're doing number two, then you should face south. So the idea is you shouldn't face east or west because that's facing you know the Beis HaMikdash. Amar of Yaisi Brabon, Hadad Amar Masnisa, those talking about, that's if regard if you're standing from the overlook and within the overlook 31, that's the high place in which you could see the Temple Mount at a distance. So beyond that point, you wouldn't be able to be seen. So maybe you could do it east west once you go beyond that point. But there's a machlokas here, Rabbi Akiva disagrees on Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael, if a vibe of Malkum changed from Christ, as long as there's no wall there, if you're out and open, you can't face east or west. Okay? Now, Tony HaMesech HaSraglov, inside your house, according to this, it wouldn't make a difference, correct? Tony, it says HaMesech HaSraglov, a person who is defecating, shouldn't face east or west. Although it's not, it should go sideways, north, south. Let's see. He says that it doesn't say anything about urinating. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shas HaMikdash. This Isser is only when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menatzofim of them, it's only Usser from that point. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Bechol Mokim everywhere. Levad Mokim Shem Bekosel, again, this is the same thing. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, if Nasi Acharei, now we're on Tanakh Dalal and Aleph. Just want to get to the two dots. So he said, I went after Rabbi Yeshua the Rosh HaMaisa. I wanted to see how Rabbi Yeshua behaved inside the latrine. It says over here, Amulai. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, but Mara Isa, what did you see? Tell us. You know, Amulahan. Reisif Yoshev, I saw him sitting down. The Tzido Klapei Myrov, his position was toward the west, so that he should be facing east or west. Lo Peirach Yoshev, and he did not expose himself until he was seated. Lo Yoshev Achashishev, he didn't sit down until he had wiped the seat clean. Lo Kinech Mimino, the small, he wiped himself with his left hand. Av Shem Benazai Hayon, again, Shem Benazai said the same thing. He was a Rakivas Talmud, the Nasiak Rabbihil, there was a Samaisam, Loy, Mara Isam, Lahem, Yosef Yoshev, and Tinu Muhammad Myrov, same idea, Lai Parachi Yoshev, Lai Yoshev, Achashishev, Look, you have all the small the same way. He's because it's Torahi Alomad Ani Tzorek. Of course, it says, let's see, it says over here, west, they saw him, his side was toward the west, so that his front and rear should not be facing west or east, right? That's right, that's correct. You should use your left hand and not the right hand, because they say, because either that's the hand that you draw and fill with, or that's the hand that you show Tommy Torah with, you point at the Torah. Okay, call to my gut. Looking forward to the assignment tomorrow evening. I got to know.